Oh, frustration. This is Matt Santos, host of the Mile High Show. And I am recording episode 259. I don't know where I'm going to put it. It's a solo podcast. I'm going to cover a couple things here. First of all, thanks to our sponsor, Patrick Bowler, top dog at Bully Dog Coffee Company. BullyDogCoffeeCompany.com is where you can find out his info. Great coffee. He roasts his beans locally here in the Prescott Chino Valley area and will ship out to you or even hand deliver his coffee. He does a great variety of roasts. I prefer the darkest roast he can get me. But what separates Patrick from other roasters, even the micro roasters, boutique roasters that a lot of folks enjoy using, is the fact that Patrick does this for a passion. Bully Dog Coffee Company takes the bulk of their proceeds and donates them to canine rescue and support groups, specifically pit bull rescue. Patrick has been involved in this type of work for a long time, both the canine end of it and the coffee end of it. And recently, in the last few years, he has joined those two passions together and started Bully Dog Coffee Company. He is my friend. He's my neighbor. He is my dealer. He supplies me with coffee that keeps me functioning most of the time. And I'll get into that because yesterday I was not functioning correctly. So check out BullyDogCoffeeCompany.com, Bully Dog Coffee on Facebook and Instagram, and order some beans. They are fantastic. They taste great, and it goes to a good cause. Big, bold flavors for your big, bold hearts. Now, 10 years. We're working on 10 years of doing this show. We started in December of 2014. So this year we will hit our 10-year mark. Took a little hiatus during COVID and since, starting to get back in the swing of things. And if you have seen me record, if you've recorded with me, if you've been a guest on this show, you will know that I favor Zoom recorders, Zoom Audio. They're fantastic machines. They're great units. Easy to use, sound great, and I use them for the podcast. I use them for radio spots that I record. I use them for video production and filmmaking that I'm involved with. They're fantastic units. Now, I am completely self-taught when it comes to things of photography, video, and audio. I have spent 40 years in 40 plus years as a photojournalist and working with media, and pretty much that is all self-taught. I have personally taught at the junior college level. I have never taken any college courses when it comes to photo, video, or audio, but I have made my living in the world of media for 44 years, almost 45 years. That's what I do. I am completely self-taught and taught by my mentors and my employers and my coworkers. Oh, but I have not learned how not to cough on mic. I don't have a cough button on this recording. So having said that, in the past 10 years, I have delved into the audio and the video market more so than I have ever done before. And I picked up these Zoom recorders. I use a couple of different ones. And I use them for what I do. I have not learned how to use them to the extent that that pure audio producers and video production folks, sound people, use them for. I use them for what I use them for, if that makes sense. Which means I'm barely scratching the surface when it comes to what these machines can do. Now, that can be a great thing. That means that I can grow in my business and my skill level to meet what my machines can do. So, again, I'm barely scratching the surface, so there's so much more I can do with them. But, and so that's a great thing. the bad side of that is that these menus on these, especially this one that I'm recording on right now, it's called a Zoom F6. There's so much feature, so many features on this thing that I'm barely using that I can get lost sometimes. And I think that's what happened. A couple of weeks back, I was recording in California and doing a podcast with Matt Davis. And something goofed. I don't know if it was equipment failure or user error, most likely user error. But I lost tracks. I don't know what happened. Three tracks. It's got a little screen on it. I'm looking at it right now where it has, the levels, the little bars going up and down, showing that it's recording. The red light saying it's recording. I'm hearing it through the headphones. Everything sounded great. As soon as we were done, I go to playback. Nothing's on there. I don't know what happened. So we re-recorded. I messed around with it. I dove on YouTube. I thought I found the issue. I thought it was a user error. So I corrected that. So yesterday, I was recording with Jim Sobo, Doug Folker, and Joe Booth. You could listen for that. It'll be posted probably in a couple of weeks. And the reason why it's going to be posted in a couple of weeks is because we did beforehand. I explained to them, hey, a couple of weeks ago I messed up, so let's practice. Let's do a little run. We recorded for a couple of minutes, just doing some sound checks. Everyone was coming in strong. I turned it off. I played it back. I could hear everybody great. I said, all right, great. We're ready to go. I hit record again. And sure enough, two of the mics were not capturing. I could hear them through my headphones. I could see the little bars jumping up and down, showing that sound was coming through when they were talking. Yet, when I put playback, when I got home, nothing was on those tracks. We did, they performed some live music there. That captured perfectly. And in between musical takes, we stopped the recorder and started again. The second half captured perfectly. For some reason, the first part of the interview, only Jim and I were being captured. Joe and Doug were not. So we're going to have to re-record some of that. It's an embarrassment for me. It's frustrating. It was an embarrassment. I was angry. I was frustrated. When I got home last night, I was ready to put my fist through a wall. I contacted Jim. He just laughed it off. Said, hey, let's just do it again. But that's an inconvenience for him. It's an inconvenience for Joe and Doug. They will be performing soon in the next week or so. So I will meet them at their location and maybe do a little quick interview to cover that first half before they play. But it's just it's garbage. It's rookie. It's unprofessional. And in 10 years of doing this, that has only happened twice, and it's happened in the last month twice. I don't know why. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. It's very frustrating. I don't know if it's equipment error. It does not appear to be, because I'm recording right now. I've ran through other tests, so it's got to be user error. And what I think it is it's the fact that I'm basically a solo operation. So when I'm doing things like a podcast, which is an interview, and then I tack on live music performance to capture for the podcast, that's another layer. And then I'm also doing some video, so I'm trying to film some stuff. Then I'm doing still photos as well. What happens is I take on what would be a five-person crew, and I'm doing it myself, and obviously something's going to suffer. And what's suffering is I am dropping the ball. So I need to stop doing that. I need to stop committing to and accepting and promising and taking on more than I can do, because I'm old, I'm feeble, I'm getting senile, and I can't juggle things like I used to. So having said that, my apologies to Doug Folker and Joe Booth and Jim Sobo. We will capture the other half of that interview shortly. And what it means is that the older I get, the less I can focus on. And that's no surprise to anyone that knows me. So anywho, that's what happens when I try and do too much and I mess up and I feel like an idiot. Now I'm watching people in a parking lot. Okay, so what's going on is my son, who's been on the show many times, I'm going to move forward here in the parking lot so I can tap into their Wi-Fi better. So what happens is my son Anthony is in doing online school still. He started it in COVID, did not like it, but then over the few years, he realized he's actually doing very well in online school. I just hit the curb. See, I can't even drive and talk at the same time. Part of that online school is that since he's on basically kind of like a Zoom type of thing with his teachers, periodically a few times through the year, they go in person to test. And we are sitting in the parking lot at the event spot in Prescott Valley, and that's where his testing is happening. It is a Monday morning, the morning after I blew a half of a podcast. So we woke up, he logged in, did some early morning classes, and then him and I drove down here. He's inside right now doing his testing, a couple hours worth of testing. And I'm sitting in the parking lot, and I was sitting next to a woman in a car who had she was in the passenger seat, and she put her foot up on the dashboard. And she was digging through her toes, her barefoot toes, for about 20 minutes while I was setting up this gear. And it was pretty disgusting. And then it was disgusting to watch. But what was even more disgusting is I started thinking that actually looks pretty satisfying to be able to scratch and dig your feet and your toes. Because, you know, it feels good when you do that. And then I got to thinking, maybe I'm just jealous because she could actually get her foot up on the dashboard, and there's no way I could do that without breaking the chair of my van or breaking my leg and hip. So I'm not sure. Am I disgusted because she was doing it, or was I disgusted because I couldn't do it? Either way, if you're going to clean your feet, maybe do it in the privacy of your own home and not in a parking lot of the event spot. It was a weird morning. We had to take the long way around to get here from Chino Valley because there was a very major fire overnight and early into the morning near the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Major developer in Prescott Valley has been building this huge apartment complex right on Main Street in Florentine near Glassford Hill. If you know the area, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't know the area, there is in Prescott Valley a large 6,000-plus seat arena, stadium, whatever you want to call it, where minor league hockey was for a while. They do concerts. They do arena football. They had a basketball team there for a while. It's the major entertainment area, that Finley Toyota Center. It's an arena that I've been in many times, used to do a lot of work for them there. Directly across the street from that is the entertainment complex, the theater, shopping, restaurants, and everything. And in between, they're building this huge apartment complex. And it was all framed up. I believe they were ready to open and have tenants in there at the end of this year or January of 2025, something around those lines. So it's this huge complex that everybody drives by. You see it anytime you're in town. And overnight it caught fire. So social media and the internet is and local radio is filled with reports of this fire. They don't have a cause of it yet. Glassford Hill was shut down, so we had to come in to Prescott Valley through Prescott, which adds a little time. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because there was a time for 35, almost 40 years, that when I would hear things like that, because I would either be monitoring a police and fire scanner or local news radio 24/7 I would have that stuff going on in my office, in my bedroom, in my ear. And when I would hear things like a fire, a major news incident, accident, tragedy of some kind, I would immediately jump in my vehicle and get there, oftentimes as or before first responders are there. And of course, I'd stay out of the way. I would document it for local and regional and sometimes national media in the form of forest fires, home fires, commercial fires, shootings, police chases, airplane crashes. I've covered a lot of that stuff. And that's what I thrived on for decades, the adrenaline of showing up at a news event, at an emergency situation, photographing it, and then either delivering to the outlets I was working for or selling to wire service, whatever. That's what I did. That's how I made my living for many, many years. And when I woke up this morning and saw that I had missed a major news story, missed what was a very spectacular fire, and I'm watching as I'm reading and seeing posts where people, neighbors, some news agencies, some radio stations are covering it live and posting pictures and video. In previous years, if I missed that, I would be kicking myself. I would be angry. I'd be frustrated. Oh, no, I missed it. And this morning I looked at it and said, wow, I'm glad I wasn't there, because it was cold. It was rainy. There would have been traffic. And quite frankly, I am not anxious about seeing that stuff anymore. I spent way too many years chasing that stuff. And this is the first time that I've seen a major news event right here in my backyard and not wanted to be there. And I don't know if that's growth and maturity or laziness. I don't know, but I don't know how I feel about that. For decades, I would chase that stuff. And now I wake up and I'm going, and the first thought in my mind was, man, I'm glad I wasn't there. And that's the very first time in my, since being a teenager, that I have had that feeling. And it shows how much my professional and personal life has changed. And I think it also shows, it's also indicative of how the industry has changed. Because I'm watching on social media what have been deemed citizen journalists, especially there's a couple of folks locally who tout themselves as journalists and as media reps and as media quote-unquote personalities, that they're not. And they're out there. They were out there, and granted, I'll give it to them. They were out there early this morning before sunrise, doing live streams. But for the most part, the people that I'm thinking about, and some of you listeners know exactly who I'm talking about, I will not mention them, but they are plagiarizers. They will take press releases and other media outlets' work, duplicate them exactly word for word, and slap their name on them. They will take photographs and video, put their byline on them, put them out there online, claiming them as their own, and then they brag about what they've done, what they're doing. Now, again, this morning, note, they were out there. They were out there doing the work. That's fine. But their track record for years has been to take other people's work, claim it as their own. And then they get all this kudos in the community for being great journalists. And it's frustrating. And I think that's why today I was like, I'm glad I'm not part of that anymore, because that's kind of what the industry has become. To take things other people post, whether it be memes, photos, charts, stories, claim them as your own, and then bask in the glory of being a journalist. And that's I think that's why today I was so happy not to be there, because I know if I was, what would happen, and it's happened over the last several years many, many times, is I will go out and either send to an outlet or post on my own social media, and then these other groups will just take it off of my page and then repost it as their own. They won't even share my posts. They will just download a picture, an image, a video, even a story that I've posted. They will take it and then repost it as their own. I even had one of those outlets take my podcasts, download them, re-upload them to their own site as if I was a reporter for them. It's just yuck. That's where the industry has gone. That's what I don't want to be part of anymore. That's why I want to just do my own little podcast. I want to go out and film people that I enjoy being with. I want to go out and interview and talk with people and artists and performers and creative folks that I enjoy, and just put out my little podcast and my little videos, do my own little work and not chase other work. And that's why it's so frustrating when I do that and then I mess up and blow an afternoon of recording because I'm trying to juggle too many things. So I don't know what the answer is. Well, I know what the answer is. Go to milehighshow.com. Use that Amazon link and buy stuff that you need online, and then Amazon pays me because you went through my link. See, then I don't have to chase these other jobs, and I don't have to juggle 15 different things to try and get a product out. I can just concentrate on what I'm doing at the moment. I guess my happiness and the happiness of my family, because they were not happy with me last night as I was screaming and hollering in frustration and punching walls in my office. They were not happy with me. They were not happy with me this morning. So that's what boils down to. Use the Amazon link to buy stuff you're going to need anyway. And then I get paid for that. Doesn't cost you anything. Amazon just gives me money because you got to them through me. Doesn't cost you anything extra. You're going to buy this stuff anyway. So Amazon pays me. I make a little money. I don't have to chase jobs. I don't have to juggle 50 things. I can concentrate on what I'm doing. That makes me happy. That makes my wife happy. That makes my son happy. They're not angry with me because I'm in my office yelling. And then go to Bully Dog Coffee Company and buy his coffee. Well, you're going to drink coffee anyway. Might as well drink good coffee. And then he, in turn, gives me a little taste of the action in giving me coffee. And coffee makes me happy. And when I'm happy, my family's happy. And I'm not angry. And I don't have to sit in a parking lot in Prescott Valley having people stare at me as I'm talking into a microphone. I look like a crazy person. I wouldn't have done this episode if I wouldn't have messed up the episode yesterday and a couple weeks ago. See, it all makes sense now. Use the Amazon link, buy Bully Dog Coffee Company. That makes me happy. That makes my family happy. And that means I don't have to be sitting in a parking lot, talking into a microphone, in a van, by myself, like a crazy person. That's what it boils down to. Amazon link at milehighshow.com. Bully Dog Coffee Company link at milehighshow.com. Buy coffee. Buy stuff on Amazon. Don't make me look like a crazy person. Everybody's happy. Everybody wins. Now I got a mom walking out of the event spot with her kids in tow. They're staring at me. Now they're going around my van because she's telling them, I can read her lips, don't go near the crazy man in the van. That's what she said. Don't go near the crazy bald man in the van. Walk around. Yep, that's what they're doing. They're walking around. I'm a crazy man in a van outside of the event spot in front of Footwork. Footwork, your motor vehicle office, that's where my friend Tammy works. She's probably in there looking at me in the window, getting ready to call the cops. I don't know. I need to turn this recorder off. I really hope this recorded. If it didn't record, I'm going to have to do it all over again. And then I probably will get arrested. Bully Dog Coffee Company. Buy their coffee. Amazon link on milehighshow.com. Jim Sobo, I'm sorry. Doug Folker, I'm sorry. Joe Booth, I'm sorry. I will record that episode, that first half of the episode. The second half was great. I'll record the first half over again, probably at one of their shows. I'm frustrated. I need a nap.